The Egyptian doctors arrived in Boro on Saturday to begin treating patients suffering from tropical diseases and other illnesses. Dr. Aysam Al-Shahif, the doctor's team leader, who is also a consultant for internal and tropical diseases, says Egyptian's president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, sent the group to help treat South Sudanese.
We had clear directions from our Mr. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who said that he loves Mr. Salva Kiir so much, and he loves the people of southern Sudan. So he talked to us, so you will go to your brothers and you should take care.
Dr. Al-Shahif says the group will be in board for the next 8 days before returning to Egypt. He says the doctors have also brought along a consignment of pharmaceuticals to treat Boro State Hospital's patients.
A lot of drugs, antibiotic drugs, fourth cephalosporin, and it's a very strong antibiotics, and cefotaxime, paracetamol tablet, antipyretic, analgesic tablet and gel, and ampoules for injection, also antispasmodic drugs, internal medicine, tropical medicine, pediatric medicine, chest infection diseases, and dermatology. Yeah, we have started the work already today from 8 a.m. And we will continue to 5 p.m.
Boro resident John Kachual, who came for a consultation today, says he is grateful for the medical help extended to South Sudan by the Egyptian government.
I came here to see the doctor because my body is very painful, and I heard from the Minister of Health that there are some doctors that came from Egypt, and then they came to Boro and they will treat people free of charge. Then I came here also to join the civil population because I'm also a member in a community and I need a good health, and that is why I came here. So I met the doctors and they give me some medicines, and I'm also injected also, and I will also take some tablets for my health. And then after I complete taking them, then I will see how the change in my body.
Kachual says many South Sudanese travel to seek treatment in Egypt, which is expensive. He urges the South Sudanese government to allocate some land for Egyptian doctors to build hospitals in their country, including in Boro, so that people can easily access health services. Jonglei State Health Minister Tongkol Manyang says she is grateful for the assistance extended to the people of Jonglei by the Egyptian government. Manyang says the help came at a time when it was most needed.
We have people who are sick. Some of them had been traveling to Juba, some of them to East Africa, and including even Egypt and Khartoum. And if the same doctors, with the same medicine that people go to seek there are here, and then people will be able to be attended to. This doesn't mean that we don't have doctors. We have doctors in the hospital who are also experienced. But the good part about these new doctors, of course, they are specialists, which we are lacking in the main hospital.
Minister Manyang says Boro State Hospital has been without a supply of life-saving drugs for the last 9 months. She says the Egyptian doctors also supplied the hospital with 500 kilograms of drugs for the treatment of various diseases, which she says will save many lives.
Ministry of Health, and in this case, not only Boro town, but across the whole state, has been through shortage of drugs. We've not received consignment for the last 9 months, and we are supposed to receive this quarterly. So definitely it had already created some gap. Many people got sick.
Minister Manyang urges Boro resident to turn up at Boro State Hospital and use the opportunity to consult the specialists before they leave. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Boro.